This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's a Thursday, which honestly is kind of funny because the news out of the White House late this afternoon, according to press reports, felt like it should be one of those Friday afternoon things where the administration hopes that whatever they have to say gets buried in the push to the weekend. Kathleen Sebelius has, it is being widely reported, resigned. Marketplace's David Gura is on the story for us in Washington. Hey, David.
Hey, Kai.
Secretary Sebelius was widely criticized here and elsewhere for the health care rollout, but she kind of did what they set out to do, right? I mean, they did just mark 7.5 million signups for this thing.
That's right. I mean, they exceeded their goals. She was actually on the Hill today testifying before lawmakers that they've reached 7.5 million enrollees, as you said. And it was only a few weeks ago that she announced that, that the White House announced that they'd hit 7 million, so more than they'd initially forecasted. So you could say, yes, I mean, this has been a success in some regard. Of course, there were problems. You mentioned that disastrous rollout of healthcare.gov, the health insurance marketplace back in October. It's worth pointing out, that she's been there for a while. I think there are six members of President Obama's cabinet who are still in those offices today. She's one of them. She was the governor of Kansas and came to this job after Tom Daschle was initially appointed for the position.
Right.
Didn't work out in his favor.
Boy, that was a long time ago, huh?
Exactly. But she's been there for about 5 years, and the announcement is expected, I think, tomorrow.
Were they just waiting till this deadline thing passed and they marked that seven and a half million before deciding that she would leave, do you think?
That's a great question. I think you've got to think. Yes. I mean, around the time that there had been so much trouble with that federal insurance marketplace,
right,
there were certainly calls for her resignation. She actually went up to the Hill and said to lawmakers, hold me accountable. If you're going to hold someone accountable, it's me. That didn't happen. I think you point out rightly that this would have been a distraction ahead of that deadline, ahead of that goal. They wanted to show that things were back on track, going the way they were supposed to be going, and they wanted that focus to be sort of wholly, completely on that recent deadline.
Does this, do you think, substantively change anything for the Affordable Care Act?
You know, it's still got a ways to go, of course, and there's a bit of reprieve here. The enrollment period has ended. It starts up again in November for the following year. They've picked somebody for this job, Sylvia Matthews-Burwell, who's not a political figure. I think that's a strategic move on their part. She has a strong resume. She went to Harvard. She went to Oxford. She has a background in economics and development. She worked as a management consultant. She's not, at face, a polarizing figure. She comes from the Office of Management and Budget, which is, sort of a breeding ground for leading lights in the Obama White House. Jacob Lew was there. Peter Orszag was there. So, she's going to head an agency. It's a big agency, the biggest federal agency, and she's got a lot to deal with. 24 states haven't agreed to expand their Medicaid programs, and, we're facing this midterm election where this is the paramount issue in so many states. We can expect just a ton of negative ads, and this is going to be a really big election issue.
Right. So spitball it for me, a Washington political reporter of ours. She's going to have to be confirmed. She's going
to
go up to the Hill right in front of the Senate. I mean, there's going to be a lot of whacks taken at the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, and I think they're counting on those whacks being taken at the act itself and not at her.
Huh.
She had to be approved for the position she's in now, and she did enjoy bipartisan support for that. So, I think the White House must feel reasonably safe that she's a sure bet to get approved.
David Gura in Washington for us on the resignation, it is being reported, of Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius this evening. An announcement expected, we are told, tomorrow. David, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kai.
All right, we'll see you. Be good.